Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Ches, and we begin on the very, very last line of Zayin Omud Beis, and we have another statement from Rav Gidlo Amar Rav. Mentioned a statement from Rav Gidlo Amar Rav yesterday. Share. I mentioned also that Rav Gidlo Amar Rav is a relatively common finding in Shas. Rav Gidlo makes many statements. He was one of the major Talmidim of Rav, and he makes many statements throughout Shas. In a couple of places, we find him saying things in the name of Rav Huna, and possibly sometimes in the name of Shmuel, but mostly it's Rav Gidlo Amar Rav. So here we have another statement. Last line, Zayin Amud Beis, the Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav. Rav Gidl said the name of Rav, we turn to Chesam and Aleph. Minayin, how do we know, Shinishubayim, that a person is allowed to make a Shvua, Lekayim Es HaMitzvah, in order to be, as we'll see, Mizariz himself to do a mitzvah, to spur him to do a mitzvah. If a person sees he has trouble getting up early in the morning for Shachris, and he knows he has to daven a minyan, so he says, I make a Shvua that I'm going to get up tomorrow morning to daven for Shachris. How do we see that this is allowed? And in fact, we'll see from the Ran, at the end of Dibur HaMaschil, El HaKam Ashvalon, actually brings down Shari David Haya Osei Kain. In other words, this is a very positive thing to do. This is a kosher thing to do. So the Rav Gidl Amar Rav statement is telling us, where do we know that this is allowed, that this is a good idea? If a person finds difficulty performing a mitzvah, so he makes a shvua, people are very, very reluctant to break a shvua, so therefore it helps him spur him to do a mitzvah. How do we know that you're allowed to do this? And this brings down a pasuk from Tehillim. David HaMelech said, Shenemar, Nishbati, I made a shvua, Vakayema, and then I will go and fulfill the shvua that I said, in other words, to do lishmor mishpatei tzikecha, in order to go and fulfill the commandments, the mitzvos that Hashem said. So you see from this statement from David HaMelech in Tehillim, in Kuf Yud Tes, that a person is allowed to do so. Where it questions this, it says, wait a second. Balu mushba v'yomid mi Har Sinai hu. A person is obligated from Har Sinai to go and do these mitzvos. So how can you make a mitzvah chal al mitzvah? As the Rosh explains over here, Dibra Maskva lo mushba vomidhu, he says, Lekayim a mitzvah, the ain shvua chala shvua. How can you make a shvua to go be Mekayim a mitzvah when you're already obligated to do that? We swore to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai that we would nasev and ishma, and that shvua was in effect for even the descendants of Klal Yisrael that weren't at Har Sinai physically. And we learned this out in the Gemara in Shvuos, the Dashin and Lein in the Gemara in Shvuos, and that Chosayin, from the words Me Lohara Oleitiv, the Bahatovas Rishus Ayri Velobukir Mitzvah. You can only make a shvua on something which is an optional, which is a voluntary thing that you can do, but you can't make a shvua on something that you're already obligated to do. So here, a person is obligated to do mitzvahs. How does his making a shvua take effect? So Gemara says, Elohokam Ashvalon, the Chiddush over here is to teach us that we're not talking about that if you don't do this, you wouldn't be obligated. Yes, you would be obligated. Ella, the din is teaching us, Kamashvalon, the Shari Leila Inish Lizaruze Nafshe, that this is an appropriate thing for a person to do. And as the Rosh also adds, Velo Chayshina, Sheba Yavala de Takola, the Yaval Shuoso, and not that he'll come to some tour of Takola and not be able to fulfill his Shvua. He was already commanded to do this. And in this situation, the Rosh adds, and he says, Velo Havim Maskir Shem Shemayel Vatola, Im Nishba B'Shem. And don't think that this would create saying Hashem's name Levatola, that this would be a Shvua Levatola. No, this is a good thing to do. And in fact, the Im Nishba Below Shem Nami. So you might have thought that even without the shame of Hashem, it should be also to do so. In order not to get accustomed to making shuas, which is not a good thing. And you'll end up making lots of shuas. So one might have thought that it's not a good idea to do this even without the shame, and certainly with the shame. So kamash v'lom, the chiddush is, no, to be mizar is a person to do mitzvos, to help a person spur himself to do mitzvos, this is a good thing to do. Mark continues and tells us another member in the name of Rav Gidl Amar Rav, another member that he said, if a person says, Ashkim, I will get up early, the Eshna, and I will learn, Perek Zed, this Perek, person to be mizaris himself to make a learning, so he says, I will get up tomorrow morning early and I will learn this Perek. So, Eshna Mesechta Zor, he says, I'll learn this entire Mesechta. So this is a neder godol nadal el kei Yisrael. So this is a great thing that this person did. He made a great neder. Some say it really is a shvua. Others suggest that he said it in a lashon that it would make him to a neder. In any event, what he did is a great thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mora says, how can he do this? Again, the same questions we asked before. Avalo mushba v'yomidu. He's obligated to go learn this parak. He's obligated to learn this mesechta. So how does his making a neder or a shvua somehow make this acceptable? He's already commanded to do so. So what's the benefit or purpose of making this neder or shvua that he's going to learn, get up early in the morning and learn this parak or learn this mesechta? After all, being Shvua, Chal HaShvua, he's already obligated to do so, so how does this Shvua help us? So Michael Mashal, what are you going to tell me? That he's doing this for Zrizus purposes, Dafilu Zeruze Bi'alma, that he's trying to spur himself to do this? So then, I know the Rav Gidl Kamaisa. So then we just learned that Rav Gidl said this in the name of Rav a moment ago. So what does he add over here by telling us, Homer Ashkim V'yesh Teperek Zeh, that's allowed? So the Gemara says, Big Kiddush, Hakam Mashal, what Rav Gidl Amar Rav is teaching us over here is, Kivan di boy potter navshay bekriya shma shachris v'arvis. Since technically the mitzvah of yigisa b'yom v'loyla can be fulfilled by just minimal, just saying kriya shma in the morning and saying kriya shma at night. Now that's a minimal standard, the most minimal of standards, and therefore one might have said that technically one fulfills the obligation yigisa b'yom v'loyla that you got to learn in the morning and learn at night by just saying kriya shma in the shachris and kriya shma in arvis, and therefore you're not mushba from Har Sinai. So Rav Gidl Marav tells us mishumachi chayel shvuale. That's what the chiddush over here in this situation. The shvua is chal on the person. So while technically a person can fulfill, as the Mefarish says over here for the Gemara in Menachos, Kol HaKori Kriya Shema Shachas V'Yarvis HaRezeh Kiyan Mitzvahs Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Zeh Mipicha, technically you would fulfill the learning requirement in the morning and in the evening. The Kivan the Iboy Pot Nafshei Mivshinantom the Kriya Shema, since technically you could fulfill this obligation by just saying Kriya Shema morning and night, the Yosef Bel Yechov also from the minimal requirement, so therefore that was the Shvua Meosu Shvua the Har Sinai. So therefore Mishum Hachi, when he says I will learn this Perek or I will get up early and learn this Masechta, he technically was not mushba on this, and therefore ahachi chal alei shvua. The shvua is chal on him in this situation. And as the Rosh is, in the Dibra Maslow, Hokom Ashlon, he says, Delo hevi chova, no longer is this an obligation. El Rishus, it's a very beautiful thing to go learn this Perek or this Masechta, but not an obligation anymore because it was Yotzi's obligation, and therefore this fulfills Vahabi Yahatova Dumidara. This is something that would fit into the words of Lahara Ola Hativ, which is a Davar Rishus. Then we have another statement, and you have over here the words Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav, but if you look in the Hagos and Siyudim Oz Dalid, so he brings down that the correct Girsa should be V'Amar. Again, it's another statement, so it makes sense it should be V'Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav. And he says, Omer L'Chaveiro, if a person says to his friend, the previous statement was the person said for himself, I will get up early and learn this Perek or learn this Masechta. But here, you have Reuven telling Shimon, let us both get up early tomorrow and learn this Perek or Masechta. Omer L'Chaveiro, let us both Nashkim V'Nishne Perek Zeh, let us both get up early tomorrow morning and learn this Perek. So then, the din is, Rav Gidl Amar Rav tells us, Olav, for the Reuven who was spurring his friend to go and learn with him, Olav Lahashkim. So he has to get up earlier. He has to be the first one to get up. And this is based upon the Pasuk, Shenemar. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel that Yecheskel was given this Nevuah and he was told to go to a certain place and meet up with Hashem. And when he got there, Hashem was already there. So we learn from here, and the Pasuk says, Vayomer Eli, the word Ben Adam is not in the Pasuk. The actual Pasuk reads, Vati Olai Shom Yad Hashem Vayomer Eli. That's the part we're up to here in the Gemara. There is no word Ben Adam. Say El Habika Visham Adaber Osach. Go to the Bika, to a certain valley, and there I will speak with you. That's the end of that Pasuk. The next Pasuk begins, Va'okum Va'etze El Habika. The Yecheskel went, he got up, and then we have the words, Va'etze El Habika. Vihine Sham Kvod Hashem Omeid. Hashem was already standing there. Kakovra Sharisi Alahar Kivar Vapal Apunai. And this was a Maisa Merkava imagery that he had seen in the first Perek of Yecheskel. And now, this is Perek Gimel, he sees it again in this Bika. So he's telling us over here that Hashem arrived there first. And if you look in the Gilyan Hashas, in Dibra Maschel, in the Gemara, Olav Lahashkim, so he brings down Pirush Rashi from Shmos Yutes Tes Zayin, which deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being there ahead of Klai Yisrael by Matan Torah. So that same idea is brought down by Rashi, that it's not normal for a Rebbe to come before the Talmud. And Hashem did this. So therefore, we learn from over here that if you're telling somebody else, let us go get up early and learn, so you should get there first. You should get up early, and you should be the first one to be there. Excellent. Very good. That concludes this series of statements from Gidl Amar Rav. And now we go on to more darshaning over here of Nidui, of the putting somebody into Chayrim. So Amar Rav Yosef says, niduhu bechalom. If somebody was put into nidui, he was put into this type of cherim, this type of excommunication in a dream. So he sees in his own dream that he's been excommunicated. As the Rosh says in Dibur Masechta Nidui bechalom, yesh lachush, we have to be concerned, shema b'shlichus hamokom nisnada. That this dream that he had was a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you are in nidui. And therefore, if somebody has such a dream, Rav Yosef says, Tzarech asar b'nei adam lahatir lo. He needs to have 10 people go and be matir. Why 10 people? So the Rosh continues in the next Dibur Masechta, Tzarech asara, and he says, the al kol bei asara yeshrino. Whenever you have a group of 10 people, the Shrin is present. That's the idea of a minion. The Shrin is present at the minion. Vari hutulo be also based in Shinis Nada. So if the Shrin was present at that point, when you have 10 people, so that's the Shechina was the one that sent you into Nidui in the dream, and therefore it's as if the same Beis Din is going to remove the excommunication on you. But it's only true the Tanu Hilchasa. If these 10 people that make up this Beis Din are those that were Tanu Hilchasa, we have two ways of learning this. Tanu Hilchasa either means that they learned Gemara, and the word Masnu means they learned Mishnayis. Or the Tanu Hilchasa means that they taught other people, and Masnu, which will be the next words, means that they just taught themselves, but they didn't teach other people. In any event, in order for these 10 people to be able to go and be Matir this Nidui, so it has to be who the Tanu Hilchasa, that they either taught other people Halachos, or that they themselves learned Gemara, which is Halacha. Avo Masnu, if they just learned Mishnayis, or according to the other version, they just learned for themselves Halacha, but they didn't teach it to other people, the Lo Tanu, they either didn't learn Gemara or they didn't teach it to other people, then lo, those 10 people would not be able to go and remove a nidui that had been you had been put into in a dream. What happens if you can't find 10 such people? Vileko de Tanu Hilchasa, you can't find 10 people that either taught other people or that learned Gemara. So then, afilu masnu velo tanu. Then, if you can only get 10 people that either learned Mishnayis or that they learned Gemara but didn't teach it to other people, velo tanu, that would be acceptable. But as the Mefarshim here point out, it wouldn't be acceptable to go and get 10 lay people. That would not be good. So what happens if you can't find 10 people that learned Gemara, or you can't even find 10 people that learned Mishnayis? So in that situation, the Ilaka, you can't find such people. So the Gemara tells us, Lazil, the Laysev, Aparashas Drochim. Go out and sit at the intersection, at the crossroads. That's the Parashas Drachim, is the place where the roads cross, and that's where a lot of people are, and therefore that's a well-traveled area, and Mistama, V'yoev, Shlomo, Lebei Asara, and you'll meet up with at least 10 people in that situation that you can give Shalom to, and he then says, Adimikloi Le Asara, the Gomrei Hilchasa, until you find 10 people that actually learn Gemara. Now, the way this can be understood, can be seen, one of the ways is in the Rosh, and he says, in Dibra Masku, V'ileka, if you can't find the low tonu, low masu, you can't find people that didn't learn even Mishnayis or didn't teach it, al yika chedyotus, do not take plain people. V'tovlo, and therefore the best eitzah is, as the Gemara said, sheyeshe b'parash drachim, sit at the crossroads, sit at the intersection, v'yikabel shalom mibe asara, the gamri hilchasa. And you'll meet up with 10 people that have learned halacha, and that will be adequate. That will be satisfactory to go and be matir the nether. That's the simple understanding over here of the Rosh. Tosos says that's not enough, that they should just meet up with 10 people that have learned Gemara and say Shalom to them. And Tosos, the Ramaskal, Vilo Azil, the Parashas, Vilo, Azil, the Parashas Drachim, so he says, Ki hechi li dahadru le Shlomo, yes, he'll give 10 people Shalom, Umoalo litlos, and this will help you as a temporary stopgap measure, that your nidui shouldn't be a problem, lahogin lo, to protect you, min hayisurim, that otherwise would come to you, ad until the mikloi asar de gemiri hilchasa, betir lo anidui. So saying shalom to these 10 people puts you out of immediate trouble, but it doesn't solve your problem. But standing at these crossroads, there'll be eventually a lot of talmidei chacham that come there, and you'll eventually have 10 people that'll be able to mati your neder. But he says, don't say, that Ademikloi Asara, the Masnu Hilchasa, the Yovlu Shlomo, that that's enough. Because the Imkain, Lomachosav, Hisker Asara, Gabe, Ademikloi. So then why did it say the next part, Ademikloi Le Asara, the Gamri Hilchasa? So obviously, there's two separate things. The way Tosus understands this is that the first thing is to have 10 people say Shalom to you, And this way, it will protect you from any yisurim that you were supposed to get because of this nidoy. And then, since you're at this common traveled area, at these crossroads, this intersection, which is a common area, eventually 10 people will come who are gomer hilchasa, and they'll be able to be mafter the nidoy that you're in. Gemara continues and says, Amar Leih Ravina, Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, Ravina and Ravashi are the redactors of the Gemara. They lived at the end of the period of time of the Talmud. And Ravina is a Talmud, really, of Ravashi. He's a Talmud Chavir of Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Yoda man shamte, if a person has a dream, and he knows that in this dream, Yankel was the one that put him into Nidui. Mahu de Lishrelei. We just said, you have to find these 10 people to go and take you out of the Nidui. But if you saw in the dream that it wasn't just Stan that you were put into Nidui, but you saw that Yanko put you into Nidui. So in this situation, would it be fine to go and have Yanko just take you out of the Nidui? So that's what Ravina asks Ravashi. Amalei Ravashi says back to Ravina, no. L'shamute, in regards to putting you into the Cherem, so yes, Shavu or Shaliach. In Shemayim, they made Yanko be the Shliach who put you into Cherem. However, L'mishrelei, but to take you out of this Cherem, lo Shavu or Shaliach. Maybe they didn't make him a Shliach to take you out, and therefore, you have to go through the process that we just said before of 10 Tamidei Chachamim, who, or ideally, were Tanu, that they either learned Gemara or that they taught to other people. Another question, Amalei Rav Acha Ravashi. Rav Acha was another Talmud of Ravashi, and he said to Ravashi, Shamte, what happens if in your dream you were put into Chayrim, they put you into Shamta, but then in your dream, Visharulei B'chalme, they removed you in the dream. So do we say that, yeah, you were temporarily in Shamta, but then they removed you, so when you wake up in the morning, you're no longer in Shamta. Is that halachically correct or not? My, what's the halacha? So Amalei Rav Ashi tells back to Rav Acha, just like Yishayim, just like Shiev Sholibar below Tevin, just like it's impossible to have a stalk of wheat without having the bran, without having the chaff, so you can't just have the seed. When the stalk grows, it's a combination of the good stuff, the seed, as well as the junk, the bran, the subin, the chaff. So Kishem Shiev Sholibar below Tevin, just like you can't have the good part of the wheat without the bad part of the wheat, and we turn to Chesel Mebeis, so too, Kach, Yevshar, it is impossible to have a dream, L'chalom, below Dvarim B'Telem. Every dream has something in it that isn't true. So that's why Yaakov Avinu told Yosef that, Ma chalom azeh asher chalamta, havo navo ani, v'imcha, v'achecha, l'shtachavos l'cha. So he says, how's it possible? Your mother died. So he was saying to everybody, see, there's this dream isn't right. But really, he knew that it was talking really about Bila coming to bow down to him. And therefore, it can't be 100% correct, but a dream will have always something a little bit off. So, Ef Shol Chalom below Dvarim B'Telem. A dream cannot be 100% correct. There always has to be something in it that's not 100% correct. And therefore, in this dream, as the Mefarish tells us, in Dibur Masul Kach, Ef Shol Chalom below Dvarim B'Telem, B'Shemo HaDesharolei Dvarim B'Telem Abu. The fact that he was put into Shamta in the dream, that was real. The fact that he was taken out of the Shamta in the dream, maybe that was the part that is false. And therefore, the heter of the Dvarim, as the Rosh says, that was B'Telem. But the putting him into Shamta, that is still real. So therefore, there's no guarantee, Ravashi says, that the fact that you were taken out of the Shamta in the dream is really true, and therefore you still need to have the Hatorah of the Shamta when you wake up in the morning. Now the Gemara says, Amaisa Shohaya, Ravina, Havale Nidra Ludvisu. Ravina, his wife had taken upon herself a certain nether, and now she wished to have the nether nullified. No, why didn't Ravina do it? He was her husband. So the Mefarshim on the daf over here give a number of reasons why possibly he couldn't do that. So the Mefarish says, "Viu lo hay for law, boba yom shishama." He did not go and be made for the nether of his wife on the day that he heard it. And therefore, now it's too late. For whatever the reason, he wasn't made for it at that point in time, and now it's too late for him to be made for it, so he needs a Hataris Basin to go and do it. No, why didn't he do it himself? So that the Gemara will explain, because there were other Gedolim around, such as Rav Ashi, and he didn't want to be taking upon himself to go and be the Basin when there was a real Basin around there that he could go to. Alternatively, Tosa says, in Dira Maschel Ravina, so he says, Ma'ayiri, we're dealing here, binidorim, she'ain bohem inu nefesh. This had no affliction to it, and therefore the husband didn't have the right to be made for it. L'kach lo yochol l'hofer. Alternatively, inami, kishekiyem lo ha'neder. Or, he said, yes, the nether should go into effect, and now he wants to change his mind. So in this situation, we needed to have a basin, a proper basin, go and bimatu the neder. I forgot to mention over here in the top run, just on the inyan beforehand about the dream where you had a neder. So what happens? The Ran says tzorich iyun, top line in the Ran, the top Ran, the tzorich iyun b'mishe nidu b'chamo. If somebody had been put into nidu in his dream, how do we treat such a person? In tzorich linog b'chol dine menuda. Does such a person have all the dinim of being in nidu or not? So the Ran says that's tzorich iyun. He's not sure. But then he says, Mistaber, it makes sense, however, that the Avogav Damin and Hocha, the Mishinidu Bechalom Utsarach Heter, well, he certainly needs a Heter in this situation to get out of this Nidu that he was put into in the dream. But don't learn from here that if a person makes a Neder in his dream, a person has a dream that he was Noder $100,000. Does that mean he has to give the $100,000 or have a Taurus to Darim? So here the Ran says, no, because in the Nidu, that was done by Shemayim. So that was Min HaShemayim Nidu, as opposed to with a neder, can only come from yourself. However, nevertheless, the Ran says, Reisi l'Rashba, I saw that the Rashba writes, Sal, b'tshuva, in one of the tshuvos, Shemaisa ba lefonav, that somebody said in his dream he saw a certain neder that he made, v'tzvichu hetta. And the Rashba said, either fulfill the neder, or go and do hataras nedar. Okay, that's an aside. Before we get too far further in the Gemara, I want to go through that Ran. It's an interesting Ran. Anyway, back to our story here. Ravina's wife had made a neder that Ravina did not go and do Hataras Nedarim on. So therefore, also coming to Ravashi, went to his Rebbe Ravashi, and Amalei, he said to him, Baal, is a husband allowed to come? Maushi Yehosa Shaliach L'Charotas Ishto. Can a husband come and be the Shaliach for the Charota that his wife expresses? The charata is the moving force behind allowing hataras nedarim. When the person says, if I had known this would happen, if I had been aware of this, there's no way I would have made such a neder. In other words, they're regretting. The charata is the regret that they had that they made such a neder. So normally, the person expresses that regret themselves in front of the beis din. And the beis din can say, mutulach, mutulach, mutulach. So Ravina was asking Ravashi, we don't like to make our wives come to the Beis Din. So can I go to the Beis Din instead of my wife and express the charata that she's expressing on her behalf to be matir the neder? Amalei, so he says to Ravashi, Baal, can the husband, maushi yosa shaliach l'charata sishto, can the husband come and be the shaliach to express his wife's charata so the Beis Din can be matir neder? That's what he asks Ravashi. Ravashi says back to him, Amalei, it depends. If the Beis Din over here is already present, if this group of people that are going to be Matir Neder have already been gathered in, then the husband is allowed to go and express the charata of the wife to this Beis Din. But if he has to go and gather the Beis Din, if he in fact is going to go and trouble himself to gather the Beis Din, lo, they're not already present, so then lo, he can't go and act as the shaliach for the charata that his wife expresses. Now, there's two ways to look at this, and you can see this in the Ran. In Dibra Maskul, Baal, Ma'u Sheyosa Shliach L'Charotas Ishto. So he brings down Haram B'Mazel. Who in the world is Haram B'Mazel? So this is an abbreviation for Harabenu Moshe Ben Maimon Zal. This is the Rambam. The Ran was living in the generation after the Rambam, and he says, the Rambam Zal, Sover, in Perek Vav, Mehilchus Shvuos, the Dafka Bibal, the way the Rambam understands this, is that this idea, that if they're already gathered, the husband can go do it, but if they're not already gathered, the husband can't go and do this, is Dafka Bibal. The only one who can be a shliach for the charata that his wife had is the husband. Because in this situation, Mipnei Shabal Ki Ishto, we say Ishto Ki Gufo. So we say that the husband is also like his wife. But Aval Adam Acher, anybody else would not be allowed to go and act on behalf of the man's wife and be a shliach for the hataras nedarim. Sheheya noder bipnei matirim. And you need to have the noder, in this situation, the wife would have to come herself in front of the beis din to have hataras nedarim. Her husband, if the beis din had already been gathered, could come and express her charata. But even the husband can't do this if the beis din wasn't gathered. He has to go gather the beis din. And the reason for this is expressed in Tosos, Dibra Maschel, Omar Lei. And he says, Tzarch Iyun, Taim Amai, what's the reasoning? So he brings down, Upirish Ri, the Ri explains, the Chayshinim were concerned in this situation, Shema Mitoch Shehu Torud, Litroach, l'chazer achareim, since he has to go and gather these people together, shema, in this tirda, that he's going to go and excessively or incorrectly state what the charata was. Shema yishkach midivrei ha-pesach, he's going to have trouble remembering what her pesach was, in other words, what the charata was, sha'ar b'lo, ishto, v'yeshane dibura, and he's going to change it around, he's going to add to it or change it, v'yosef alei in some way, k'dei liyashiv ha-charata, yofa yofa, in order to make sure that they go and grant the wife the Torah. So therefore, the din over here is, according to the first opinion, the Rambam, that the Ran brings down, is that it's only for the husband that's even a possibility, but not for anybody else. But then, later down in the Ran, he says, Tosos pirshu behefech. Tosos says the opposite. He says, Ama adarabba, the exact opposite. Gabi inish di alma, regarding any other person, pshita lon shiocholasu shaliach. Anybody else could be the shliach for this wife. The gabe baal davkahu, the boy alone. And it's only in regards to the husband that we have a question. Why is that? Mishum the chashina, shem yitoch she nidre ishto koshin olov, Yosef midaito b'charotosa. Because the husband is so much impacted by his wife's nether, and it's very difficult for him, so we're concerned that he's going to go and magnify or exaggerate her charota, and therefore, it's only if they're already gathered in this situation that we would let the husband do this. But anybody else can do this, even if they're not gathered, because there's no reason to think that they won't do it properly. So again, two totally different ways of looking at this. The Ran brings down first the Rambam's way, and then Tosus' way of looking at it. In any event, that's the statement, the answer that Rav Ashi gave to Ravina. It depends. If the already basin is gathered, then the husband can go do it. If the basin is not gathered, then the husband can't do it. And again, the question is, would anybody else be allowed to or not? That's the difference between the Rambam and Tosos. Bottom line is, the Gemara says, based upon Rav Ashi's teretz to Ravina, Shema min lo tlos. We can learn out three things from what Rav Ashi said. What are the three things? Shema min lo, number one, Baal nasa shaliach l'charotas ishto. That at least under certain circumstances, when the Beis Din is already gathered, that the husband can definitely act as the shliach to express the charota that his wife had expressed to him. So that's number one. Number two, Shvami, no, number two, Lo Shari Lemishme Nidra, be Asra de Rabbe. That he didn't want, Ravina didn't want to go and be Mati Neder himself for his wife. He was a Tamachokam. He could have been a Mumcha as a Yochid, so he didn't want to do this in the place, be Asra of the Rabbe, of his Rebbe, Ravashi. So therefore, he went to Ravashi and let Ravashi do this. And number three, Shmami number three, Ki Mechanfin Shapredomi. If they already were gathered there, as we had said, then it's acceptable. But to go and gather them, that we said was problematic, either because he's going to over-exaggerate what his wife said, or he's not going to remember so well what his wife said. Mark continues and says, in addition, Vishamta, in regards to removing the Shamta on somebody, so that a Talmud can even do that in the city where his Rebbe is present. Afilu basro derabe, you're allowed to go take somebody out of Shamta, even though the Rebbe's around. And why is that? Because, in Loach Shavei Masai, because, as Tosus explains, in Dibra Masku Shmamina, he says, Shelo Yehei Harav Mizuman, because maybe at another time, if you don't allow him to do this right now, and he's waiting for the Rebbe to do it, maybe the Rebbe won't be around. O Lo Yepono, he won't be available. Then lidchos heter hashmota, and we don't want to delay taking the person out of Shamta. Well, the person's in Shamta, they can't tab with a minion, people can't get within dalad amos of them, they're really in a very difficult state, so we want to get them out as fast as possible. And finally, the Gemara concludes and says, v'yochid mumcha shari shamta, and you don't even need a beis din. A single mumcha, a single expert, can go and remove somebody from nidui. And as Tosu says, the Ibrahim Asal B'Yochid, he says that this Yochid Mumche Ishari Shamta can remove the Shamta, the low boy Asari. You don't need the 10 people that we mentioned earlier in this year. You don't need that. Now we have a long series of Amaroyim that said something eventually in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloy. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Zvid, Rabbi Shimon Bar Zvid said, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Tavla, he said in the name of Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Tavla, who said in the name of Amar Rabbi Chia Aricha, the tall Rabbi Chia, said this, Devei Rabbi Acha, said this in the base medrash of Rav Acha, who said, Omer Rav Zera, said in the name of Rav Zera, who said in the name of Omer Rabbi Lazar, who said it, Omer Rabbi Chanina, the name of Rabbi Chanina, who said in the name of Omer Rabbi Miyasha, and he said it, Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloy. He didn't hear it directly, he heard it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloy, who was one of the Tanoim. Whenever it says there was a chassid, it either means Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi or Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bava. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi is the famous Stam Rabbi Yehuda that we have throughout Shas, the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, and Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In any event, he explained the following pasuk that we have in Malachi. The entire pasuk is read as follows: Bizarcha lochem yirei shemi shemesh tzedaka umarpe bichnofeha. Now we're going to darshan this pasuk as we go through it. So we start off and says, "My dechsev." What does this pasuk mean? Now we have the whole first part of the pasuk quoted, but as you see, the shemesh tztaka v'gomer is in parentheses because we're not darshing that right now. So therefore, some have the gears, some don't. It's correct. It's just we're not darshing that part right now. That's why it's in parentheses. So v'zorach lachem yirei shmi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that the sun will shine for those who have Yirah Shemayim, who are afraid in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who is this referring to? Elu b'nei Adam, this is referring to the people, Shem Yireyin Lahotzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. These are the people that are afraid to go and say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levatola. Right? We just discussed the concept of a person who, Rachmon Litzan, says the Shem Shemayim, Levatola, it leads to poverty, it leads to all sorts of problems. We had that in yesterday's year, so now we continue a little bit in that discussion. So it says that this pasuk that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have the sun shine for those who don't say my name, Levatola, that's the first part of this pasuk of Malachi. The pasuk continues, and it says, Shemesh tzedaka umarpe, that the sun will shine, and it will be a tzedaka and marpe. It will be righteous, tzedaka, tzedek, and marpe, and healing. So what does that mean? Omar Abai says, Shmamino, we see from this pasuk, Chirga diyoma mase. That Chirga, so you can see in the Rosh, Dira Maso, Chirga diyoma, this means Afruris Shebzuhuris. This is like the dust of the rays of the sun that you can see. Sometimes you see a window, the sun shining through, and see little speckles of dust along the ray of the sun shining through. And that's what this is referring to. The Chirga diyuma, the dust of these rays of the sun, Masei, somehow heals. How exactly does this work? So Tosos in Nira Maso, Chirga diyoma, Masei, says, Tema, my refuah yeshbo. Exactly, how does this work? So he says, maybe Shema, Marpe, Kishimistaklin Bokomar. Somehow when you're looking at this, it somehow causes a refuah. Again, don't have an understanding of this from a pathophysiological point of view, but that's what the pasuk is teaching us according to Abai. Now, this is different than what Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, Reish Lakish. Upliga Rabbi Shimon Lakish. This statement that we have over here from Abaya is different than what Reish Lakish said. The Amar, what did Reish Lakish say? Reish Lakish said, Ein Gehenim Li'olam Abba, that there will not be Gehenim in the same way that we have it now, once Moshiach comes and this Tchias HaMesim. Ein Gehenim Li'olam Abba. In that situation, Gehenim will no longer function. Everybody's had Tchias HaMesim, and there won't be Gehenim. Now, what about the Rishayim? What's going to be? El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Artika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the sun out of the covering that it's in. We find this expression in a number of places, that the sun is covered up. It doesn't shine fully. And eventually, in the Olam HaEmes, the sun will shine fully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove it from its packaging, from its Nartika, from its sheath, and this will have a positive benefit for the tzaddikim and will have adverse consequences for the rishayim. So tzaddikim is rapin ba. The tzaddikim will be healed by it. Rishayim nidonim ba. And the rishayim will be judged by this. Now, the Hagolos Tzionim brings down, we repeat the words, tzaddikim is rapin ba. Where do we see that the tzaddikim will be healed by this sunlight? Shenema. That's the end of this pasuk. V'zor chalachem yirei shmi shemesh. And the end of that pasuk says, Shemesh, tztaka, umarpe, ubichnofeha, vitzosem, upishtem, keegle marbek. So that's the whole pasuk. So this teaches us that in the future, they will in fact be healed by the rays of the sun. And furthermore, Reish Lakish says, they will get not only healed from it, but it will be pleasurable to them. Ella shemis adnin ba. They will get tremendous pleasure from the rays of the sun. And that's the end of the pasuk that we just read. Shedemar, vitzosem ufishtem. So they will go out and they will grow keegle marbek. They will become like the fattened cows. Keegle marbek, like the agolim, like the calves that are growing. So they will be very, very much in happiness. There will be very much pleasure. Shemis Adnin Ba. That's what the sun will do for them. It will heal them and also give them tremendous pleasure. As opposed to the Rishayim. Or Rishayim Nidonim Ba. But the Rishayim, they'll be punished. And here we have another pasuk. This pasuk is from Malachi as well. And it says, the whole pasuk, Kinei Hayom Ba, that they will come, Boe Ketaner, the sun will be burning like an oven. While you call Zedim, V'chol Osi Risha, Kash. So the wicked people will be like straw. V'liat Osam Hayom Ba, and they'll be burned up like straw when that day comes. Amar Shem Tzuakos, Hashem said, Asher Lo Yazov Lehem, Shoresh V'anof, and there'll be nothing left to them, nothing, not even Shoresh V'anof. No root and no branches. And the Hagos and Siyurim, he quotes the entire pasuk that I just read, and he adds further words. It says, brings down the girsa, Amar Shem Tzvakos, Hashem said, Ashal Yozal Lahem Shorish Vanof, Hashem won't leave them even a root or a branch. Lo Shorish Bolmazet means not a Shorish, not a root in this world, Velo Anof, and not a branch, be Olam Habah. They'll be totally destroyed, and that is the way Reish Lakish understands this pasuk. This is a great break point. We finished the daf perfectly. We set up for a new Mishnah tomorrow. And with this, we conclude today's share.